Welcome back. Really happy to bring you an update from the good folks of Bay State Community Services here in Quincy. For us old folks, it's the old JFK Health Center on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. And Rita McKinnon, the Vice President of Compliance, has stopped by our studios to tell us all about it. Hi, Rita. Nice to see you.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today.
Pleasure to have you. We've had a great relationship with Bay State for a very long time. Going way back to the days of Alejandro Rivera. Yes, who's since retired.
Yep.
But the organization itself has been in existence for what, over 30 years now?
Yeah, so we actually were founded in the early 90s, and it was a merger of five local nonprofits, all who had been in existence since the 70s.
Right.
So a great history in the community.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, if you can, about Bay State's mission, its goal, kind of its purpose, and some of the programs that are offered.
Sure. So Bay State's a nonprofit, and you know, our mission is really about empowering and partnering. So we're really looking to support individuals, families, to sustain change. And we have a continuum of services and care that can, I think, really help support folks do just that. So we have traditional outpatient counseling, we have psychiatry, but we also have a lot of new innovative programs. So we have a lot of peer support programs. We have a recovery center here in Quincy. Mm-hmm. We also have the Quincy Family Resource Center. So just a continuum of care that, you know, can really wrap around folks and their families and really help them to get their needs met.
How has that mission been impacted by the pandemic, Rita, over the past couple of years?
Yeah. Can you believe we're still talking about this 2 years later? You know, it has been a challenge. I think what we've all seen is a huge increase in anxiety, mm-hmm. A huge increase in substance use. But people are struggling, food insecurities, housing insecurities, access to resources. You know, Bay State's really proud that through the entire pandemic, we never shut down. Mm-hmm. We never stopped services. We pivoted. They looked a little different. We offer telehealth now, which has been an amazing addition to sort of the way that we're able to deliver care. But we really wanted to make sure that when people were at their most vulnerable, we were able to be there with them and support them. But it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge for everyone.
Certainly, yeah. How do folks access your services? You know, how do you kind of get in touch with your clients, or they get in touch with you? How does that happen?
Sure. So, you know, I certainly encourage everyone to visit our website because there's a lot of information on there for accessing care. But one of the things that's unique about our outpatient services here in Quincy is we have a walk-in intake. So what that means is that any day, Monday through Friday, between the hours of 9 and 11:30, people can just come to our main office in Quincy. We're at 1120 Hancock Street. They can walk in the front door and get set up with care that day. And you know, we have a broad range of service providers and options for treatment. So if someone's not ready for sort of traditional counseling, that's okay. There's still folks that can meet with them and go through what their situation is and how we might be able to help them.
Okay, so you say anybody, it's not limited to income guidelines?
Nope, literally anyone. Okay. So Bay State is a health safety organization. So we offer services to those who have insurance, but also to those who don't have insurance.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of options for people. And I think especially with the pandemic and challenges, a lot of people have lost insurance or have had mm-hmm. lapses in coverage. That does not prevent anyone from being able to get care, which I think is really important and really needed right now.
Yeah. And is it just Quincy residents or is it the South Shore?
There's no regional requirement
or
limitations on there. So literally anyone can come to our main office and you know, at the very least can sit down with someone and find out, you know, what services might be beneficial to them and really help, you know, explore that.
And is the counseling done right there at the center?
So it can be.
Okay.
As I mentioned, you know, with the pandemic, we do offer telehealth now. So that's also an option for folks that never used to be. But, you know, I think we've really found that we've been able to reach a number of folks that otherwise we weren't able to capture as effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
People can do counseling right on site at the 1120 Hancock location or through telehealth, depending on the situation.
Okay. And is there a limit to the amount of services someone can utilize at Bay State, Rita?
So there's not.
No.
And you know, for folks that are using insurances for their treatment, there may be some limitations or guidelines around that.
Right, yeah.
But what's great about Bay State is, again, you know, we have a lot of complementary services. So it's not unique for someone to be receiving outpatient services who's also a member of our recovery support center
mm-hmm.
And who may have, you know, initially accessed treatment through our family resource center.
Okay.
So we really encourage people to use as many services as they need to really get the help and the support that they need right now.
Curious about the family resource center. sector. That's relatively new, is it not?
So it's been around for a while. Okay. It is such an amazing addition to the Bay State mm-hmm. umbrella. So the Family Resource Center is open to anyone. It's a drop-in. You don't need to have an appointment. Okay. They're certainly encouraged, but not needed. And they're really looking at connecting people to different types of services. For families, for individuals, they do offer some parenting groups and some groups for youth as well. But it's really about resource delivery. They have amazing events throughout the year. They do a holiday toy drive. They do a backpack drive. But really looking at, you know, supporting the community at large mm-hmm. And helping folks get connected. And so many times people walk in there and say, I need help with X, Y, and Z, and I don't even know where to start. And it's the perfect place to start because they're there and ready to support.
Yeah. Do you work at all with the public schools in the area?
We do. We collaborate very closely with the public schools, providing both resources and training, but also for referrals for kids that may be struggling within their school system.
Yeah.
So we do. They're a great partner.
This is what I'm thinking. A lot of times a problem will first manifest itself in the children, right?
And absolutely.
And the teacher or a guardian may be the first one to notice that and not know where to turn. So do you work with teachers to kind of say, hey, we're here, here's what we offer, if you have somebody you think might benefit?
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And folks from the Family Resource Center often do in-service trainings mm-hmm. and you know, provide information to all of the staff at the school so that they understand if they are seeing a certain set of behaviors or someone struggling that
right.
There's help, there's resources there. And at the very least, to make that referral and have the family or the youth come in and then we can sort of take it from there and mm-hmm. really assess what they may need right now.
Yeah. Tell me about your counselors, about the staff at Bay State, because I mean, they're the heart and soul of it.
They
right?
are, yeah. they are, and they're amazing. So we have a multidisciplinary team, which means we have licensed social workers, licensed mm-hmm. Clinicians. We also have nurses on staff, psychiatrists, mm-hmm. Peers, recovery coaches. So really kind of all walks, all angles. You know, I think we all know that there is absolutely a mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. So integrated care is really kind of the movement and the direction that I'm so glad to see everyone kind of leaning towards right now. So to have that multidisciplinary team that can really assess all needs and really help someone be healthy as a whole person.
Yeah. Are you being impacted by, the quote-unquote great resignation? We've seen so many in healthcare, kind of change paths and redirect their careers.
You know, it's been a challenge for
yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
certainly. But you know, I think what's great is that people want to help people still. Mm. You know, and I think what we've all seen through the pandemic is that people are struggling, and people want to make a difference and feel like they're at a place where they can make a difference. So you know, staffing struggles will always be there,
right.
and challenges
yeah.
will be there. But you know, we have an amazing team of folks that are just so passionate about the work that they're doing. We're very, very fortunate.
Do you need more? Do you need help?
Always, yes, please.
Consider this a recruiting announcement.
We are always looking for people to
sure.
come join our team and work with us. And you know, again, because we have folks kind of from all different sort of areas and walks of life, you know, there's always a place that we can find someone.
Yeah, I'm thinking too now with the remote option with telehealth. A counselor might not have to come to the actual physical building, right?
Right. Yeah. No. And that's been a huge change in flexibility as well
yeah.
for folks to have different types of schedules. And so the pandemic has been a struggle, but I think it's really all challenged us to think about how can we do our work better, and have really tried to meet that need.
Yeah. Is there emotional support for your counselors? I mean, they of course are impacted hearing these human tragedies just like anybody else. They need an outlet too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things I love most about Bay State is the support.
Yeah.
I've been with Bay State since 2006,
okay.
and so it's the longevity of the folks that have been there that want to care and support for the staff, because without taking care of the staff can't help support others. So we do offer a lot of support, a lot of guidance and just space to process. Some chocolate chip cookies and ice cream every once in a while doesn't help either.
Sure. Now, hopefully, emerging from the pandemic, you are, I'm assuming, open now to
absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, we are still open. We have been.
Okay.
So, the walk-in hours that I spoke of,
mm-hmm.
Those are active and current. We have a lot of great groups that are running currently, both in person and virtual.
Okay.
So really all of our services are very much open and there to meet the needs of the community.
Okay. Talk a little bit, if you can, about the funding sources for Bay State.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Bay State is really fortunate to work with a lot of states or a lot of state-funded programs. So we have grants from the Department of Public Health, the Department of Mental Health. We work with the Office of Community Corrections. We also have funding from SAMHSA, which is obviously federal. Mm-hmm. So we have a very diverse kind of stream of funding that comes in.
Okay.
And we're always kind of looking and assessing at sort of new funding opportunities, new trends sort of within behavioral health, and really always trying to, you know, assess what does the community need. And when we're hearing that there's a need in the community, then we're looking for funding to try to meet that need.
Yeah, not too long ago, I recall a survey, a community-wide survey that Bay State conducted to assess behavioral health needs. I think there was a smoking cessation survey that was done not too long ago. So always reaching out in that fashion, right?
Yeah, and you know, we want to hear from the community.
Yeah.
We want to know, just because we think there's a particular need area doesn't mean that is actually what the community needs the most.
Right.
So really trying to keep a pulse on that.
Yeah. What is the current need, Dorita, would you say? You know, what are folks telling you?
You know, I think we're really seeing a struggle with substance use disorders.
Really?
I think the pandemic has really highlighted that. Mm. There's been a lot of overdoses, a lot of deaths, and it's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we're seeing that as a continued need. We offer or we host the Recovery Support Center, a New Way Recovery Support Center in Quincy.
Yeah, which over is, on Quincy Ave, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's a drop-in center, 100% peer-led, and that has really been a lifeline for a lot of folks, especially through the pandemic. Also, never shut down.
Right.
And so, you know, really having a place to go to find resources, but also to have other people that understand exactly where you're at and provide you that support in that moment.
So, yeah, I was actually there a couple of years ago when the governor came to announce some state grant funding, and some of the folks who came through the program told their success stories.
Yeah.
Quite heartwarming to
it's moving
to see the results. Yeah, because it affects not only them but their families,
absolutely,
their children, you know, their parents, their whole support staff around them as well.
It's a ripple effect, and
yeah.
I think that's, you know, we're always trying to wrap around people, because every individual that comes through our door is a part of a family. You know, they're someone's daughter, they're someone's son, they're someone's father, and by helping to support them, it has that ripple effect, because now they're a different member of their family and they're a different member of the community, and I think that's really what we're trying to do at the core of it all.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking with substance abuse, two things going on, right? First of all, the stress of the pandemic and the fact that folks couldn't get the counseling and treatment that they needed because of it, but also, unfortunately, new clients, if you will, that have become addicted because of the pandemic, right?
Yeah, it's been a really, really unfortunate kind of domino effect there. And, you know, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of depression. People were isolated for, you know, almost 2 years, and that does not do good things for one's mental health. And,
right.
And often substances are what someone reaches to. And certainly, you know, being stuck in the pandemic and stuck in isolation was a challenge for a lot of folks.
I think one of the last events that Bay State had was, wasn't there like a food truck festival or something at the New Way Recovery Center?
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully now we can have other events. Anything planned?
You know, we're working on kind of the upcoming calendar now that things are starting to open up again.
Yeah.
So definitely encourage folks to check out the website, you know, because we're constantly updating that with new events and things that are going on. And the Family Resource Center and the Recovery Support Center always have events going, groups going, and a lot of, you know, great ways to kind of gather the community now that we can all do so, you know, safely.
Right, yeah. But it's a good point, too, that donations are accepted, right, from the community.
Always
as well.
Accepted,
yeah.
and they do so much for the work that we're doing and to support the individuals that we're serving.
Right.
So also on our website is information for how to donate if folks are interested. And, you know, there's often wish lists that get posted up there of kind of needed items as
all
well.
Right.
And so it's the community's been very good to us and very supportive of us, and we are, you know, very appreciative of that.
Do you collaborate with other social service agencies in the city, Rita? QCAP, Interfaith, the folks like that?
We do.
Okay.
You know, Interfaith has been a great friend of Bay State, as has QCAP. You know, we work very closely with Manic Community Health Center, you know, Quarry. There's a lot of partnership, and I think that allows us, you know, we obviously have a number of services and supports that we can provide to people, but we want to make sure that if there are other needs that they have, that we can get them connected to the right folks. And so we do collaborate really closely with our partners here in Quincy. And again, everyone has been so supportive and so good to us through the years. We're very fortunate.
I'm thinking now, the rising cost of energy, of food, of housing, you're probably seeing a lot of that manifest itself right in your doors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, our folks, our clinicians, our case managers are, you know, constantly, you know, finding where the best places for that they can send people to get those resources met, new programs that come online, new options and such. So it's, you know, always trying to stay ahead of it so that, you know, we have resources that we can provide to folks that are coming in.
Yeah, is the city supportive, would you say, the city of Quincy?
City of Quincy is amazing.
Is that right?
You know, they have done so much to support us through the years, to really partner with us. You know, and I think it goes so far, or goes such a long way, you know, when we do have events and the mayor comes. And, you know, we work very closely with the police department, and they've always, you know, been an amazing ally to us. And, you know, we couldn't do this work without their support.
Yeah.
And they go above and beyond for us. So it really is, you know, they say it takes a team,
yeah.
And we certainly have one here in the city of Quincy. And, you know, I think they have been so progressive and so open to really trying to meet the needs of their residents, and especially those that are struggling with mental health and substance use disorders. I don't know that every town is that fortunate, and so we've really, you know, appreciated that partnership with them through the years.
That's good to hear. Are there any volunteer opportunities at Bay State?
There are some volunteer opportunities,
okay.
Kind of periodically throughout the year, different events that we host, especially the Family Resource Center.
Okay.
It takes a tremendous amount of volunteers to get their holiday toy drive off the ground.
I bet,
And so there are often a lot of different opportunities. A New Way Recovery Center also accepts volunteers as well for their programs. And again, you know, our website, which was, you know, newly redesigned.
Oh, really?
It has had sort of a total overhaul. So anyone who's been there in the past, I encourage to go back and can see sort of what all of the different opportunities and availability is.
Okay. BayStateCS.org, right?
Yes.
And then the main phone number, 471-8400. Is that like an intake number? Or?
So it's the main line. It comes into our main office.
Okay.
And from there, if people need to be directed somewhere else or are looking for a different type of program, they can sort of help triage that out for them. So it's definitely the best way to get in touch with us and get information about all of our programs.
Okay. Again, we should remind folks about your outpatient walk-in clinic and the family resource centers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, outpatient services are definitely challenging for people to get access to. So to be able to have same-day access, you know, at our, you know, main site in Quincy is really a great opportunity for people to just, you know, get in, sit with someone, and see how we might be able to help. And certainly the Quincy Family Resource Center is another great, you know, resource for the community at large to you know, help them identify and get linked to other resources within Bay State, but also within the community.
Yeah. I see you're all over social media as well, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So lots of postings there, and we try to keep folks up to date with events that are going on, information about new programs, new services.
Sure. Anything else, Rita, we should touch on today?
I really appreciate you having us back. And, you know, we've obviously been here for a long time, but with the pandemic and everything, want people to know that we're still here and still really looking to support anyone who needs it.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're happy to help in a small way. We hope we get the word out for you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.